I'm conductor Eric Nielsen, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm producer Tony Barrow. I'm 44 years old, and I play the piano. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, producer Tony. Did you know producer Tony's a piano teacher? Producer Tony's a piano teacher, and he loves to play with our theme. And we would love it if you play with our theme. You can play it in any style you want. Rearrange it. Go for it. You can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, kids commuters. It's the last day of Carnival of the Animals Week, and I want to tell you again how much I enjoyed being on stage, even though distanced, with our Interlaken Arts Academy Chamber Group, with our orchestra members, and with Dr. Leslie Dunner. We all wore goofy outfits, we had a terrific time, and if you want to watch a video version of our performance, we'll link to it at our website, kidscommute.org, on the post for Carnival of the Animals Week. And now we reach the finale, the end of Carnival of the Animals, music that Camille Saint-Saëns wrote to console himself, cheer himself up musically. I hope it's made you happy. It definitely makes me happy to listen to it, especially when performed by young people like we heard this week. So let's hear the last bit of poetry from Ogden Nash, the finale to Carnival of the Animals, and then we'll answer our Quizlet. Let's go. Now we've reached the grand finale, Animale Carnivale. Noises new to sea and land issue from the skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses look like mumps from blowing oompa oompa umps. In outdoing Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, Saint-Saëns has done a miraculous thingling. Big finish to Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. Dr. Leslie B. Dunner led an Interlaken Arts Academy chamber group, and I got to check off a big thing on my bucket list and read Ogden Nash's poetry along with them. I want to say again, this was a great pleasure. The musicians were wonderful. Dr. Dunner is a joy. So thanks for letting me be a part of that, Interlaken, and cheers to our Interlaken chamber group. Now, kids commuters, let's answer that Quizlet. All week, we've been asking you what is a fossil that is only found in northern Michigan, known as Hexagonaria percarinata. Congrats to everybody who got it right. A couple more shout-outs, one for Jonathan in Buckley, good job, and Luca in Mesick. Excellent work. And now, the answer is Petoskey stones. Hunting for Petoskey stones along our shorelines is one of my family's favorite pastimes. We are so lucky to have such a cool state stone. Great job, all of you. We'll have a brand new Quizlet for you next week. Next week, we're going to hear Scott Joplin's almost lost opera, Tremonisha. It is terrific. So that's coming up next week. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. That's it for Carnival of the Animals on Kids Commute. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help comes from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. See you next week.